are Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. A House vote on the debt ceiling bill is tonight. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
It is important for House Republicans to do their part in supporting a resolution that they themselves negotiated.
President Biden also spoke about the legislation.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where the president is sounding confident.
I think things are going as planned, God willing.
Mr. Biden says he expects the House will pass the debt bill by the time he lands in Colorado tonight. He's speaking tomorrow at the Air Force Academy's commencement ceremony. On Capitol Hill, Kevin McCarthy says he believes most House Republicans will back the bipartisan debt bill, and he says he isn't bothered by whispers that some conservatives would like to oust him as Speaker.
CBS News has learned former Vice President Mike Pence will announce a run for the Republican presidential nomination next week. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
Mike Pence is where the Republican Party used to be. He is clearly the Reagan Republican in the race.
CBS has learned former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will also run. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
He believes, his team believes, that there is space for him and that at least somebody has to enter the race to make the argument that Donald Trump is too dangerous for the GOP to nominate yet again.
The former manager of a limo company is heading to prison for at least 5 years.
Naaman Hussein learns his fate from a judge.
With a maximum of 15 years and a minimum of 5 years.
It's after the 33-year-old former limo company manager was earlier this month convicted of manslaughter for intentionally failing to properly maintain the SUV-style stretch limo. The Ford Excursion's brakes gave out going downhill, leading to the deaths of everyone on board along with two bystanders. Families of those killed spoke directly to Hussein in court.
My heart aches from the loss of my son. He should still be here with us today.
Matt Piper reporting. The federal government wants automatic emergency braking systems in all new vehicles. Deputy Secretary of Transportation Polly Trottenberg.
AEB systems are going to be critical to reducing the harm of people outside the vehicle, inside the vehicle, reduce fatalities, injuries, and of course, damage. We also hope this will help many crashes be avoided altogether.
A new national survey finds nurses of color face high levels of discrimination. Correspondent Allison Keyes.
The Robert Wood Foundation survey of nearly 1,000 nurses finds that not only do nurses experience racism more often from patients, but 88% of black nurses and 86% of Asian nurses report seeing racism from patients.
It was a losing day on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
DQ presents how to get the most from your next DQ treat run. Step one, grab the new Oreo Brookie Blizzard. Step two, dig in. That's it, because this triple-decker treat has brownie and cookie brookie pieces, plus Oreo pieces. Oh, that's a mouthful of DQ goodness in every red spoonful. Guess it's time for a treat run, because the Oreo Brookie Blizzard is here for a limited time, only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with a chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows level off around 63. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 89. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 89.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Hey, this portion's brought to you by Hauling for Wolves. Hauling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Okay, Dr. Stately. Hey, welcome. Yeah, exactly. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio, and we're with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic. Boy, I'm just getting and thank you for stepping in early and also helping me with that interview. So what I would like to do, Dr. Stately, is just to ask you what you'd like to talk about in this last segment.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that last issue is a really important one. We don't often think very often about how critical environmental degradation is within the context of health, right? How much impact it has on our physical health, our emotional, mental well-being, spiritual well-being, those kinds of things. It's a very big issue for sure. Everybody, you know, there isn't, I think this is always a challenge, you know, there isn't anybody that really wants to have a railroad running through their backyard, right? Our country, our people, our society as Americans, we all suffer from, serious disorder called not in my backyard kind of syndrome, where, you know, we don't want anything really that's going to impact the community or the planet in any way, shape, or form running through our particular backyard. And I think one of the things that I always think about within that context is that's probably true of everybody, right? But I think one of the things that we can all pretty much be certain of is that the majority of people that suffer the deleterious outcomes in those kinds of conversations are always with disenfranchised communities and disempowered communities, the ones that don't have a tremendous amount of wealth, right? The ones that don't have a lot of political clout, the ones that aren't, you know, the executive officers of stockholders of large billion-dollar corporations that can swing, their might and to their benefit, and usually to the not so great benefit of disenfranchised communities like tribal communities. That's been a fight that's been going on for decades. One of the things I would hope that people would be willing to listen to is that that merger isn't particularly beneficial or helpful to anyone really living in Minnesota. The Mississippi runs through the entire state, right? Yeah. And supports so much of its entire state infrastructure, all of the, you know, all the tributaries that are linked to the Mississippi River would be threatened and other sources of groundwater. So I think those are like important things for everyone to think about, you know, not just the indigenous people of the state, but mm-hmm. also the entire populace. But, you know, these fights have been going on forever, right?
Water is life. And I'll tell you, I walk by the Mississippi every day, Dr. Stately, and the river is low. And we've been in the second year of our drought. So it's so precarious when it comes to water. And, you know, you read reports that California wants to divert water from the Mississippi. And, you know, how much is that going to cost with pipelines and all? You know, it's mm-hmm. just it's crazy stuff.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Like, they already dried up the Colorado River. Now they want to dry up the Mississippi. Don't get me wrong. I lived in California for like 20 years. I really love, there's a lot I love about California, but you know, they have a big, huge ocean right next to them. They can like start, you know, desalinating water from there. I mean, that's what they should be investing in.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
or maybe not have huge lawns and lots of it. And not everybody needs to have a pool in their backyard. You know, I grew up for like 40 years of my life without a pool. I was, I did just fine.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I agree. It's crazy. And I think just amplifying in these discussions, with people, you know, about what's happening in Indian country, because what's going to happen in Indian country is going to happen to you. And I think that's what you alluded to when it comes to everybody needs to keep their eyes on the prize. I mean, just what, 2 years ago, they put water on the stock market. I mean, that's mm-hmm. kind of flag mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah. You know what I always tell people? Like, I have, I've been in some of these conversations. In fact, I just had this conversation yesterday. I'm sure you remember, like a couple of months ago, or maybe it was about a little over a month ago, we had some people on who were talking about the Friends of Lake Hiawatha thing issue,
right?
And why it's important to sort of like preserve Lake Hiawatha and even rewild it, because you know, such a precious asset to not just the tribal people or the native people that live in South Minneapolis, but the entire community. And whenever I have the chance, I tell people, like, you know, if native people are speaking up and we're saying, like, this environmental issue needs to be addressed because it's going to harm native people in this way and these things, we're usually sounding the alarms and the voice of reason on critical things that are going to impact not just us, but people all over the world, right? So Native people are who are usually the ones stepping into these spaces and places, talking about it. And whenever people ask me, like, well, why should we be concerned about that? I say, well, you know what? If Indigenous people are bringing an issue to the attention of, you know, not just our community, but our state, our region, our nation, it's usually something that's going to impact the entire planet at some point in time, or the rest of the, at least the rest of the United States. You probably should pay attention. What benefits us is going to benefit most people.
Well, Bob Blake always talks about we're the last, you know, the front lines of saving our mm-hmm. environment. And that yep. includes water and everything. We are here for that reason, and that's part of us being Native and being here for 10,000 years.
Right. And I think one of the things that I'm always trying to impress upon people is that, you know, our health and our well-being, physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, of course, as well, our health is tied to the health of the planet, right? If we don't take good care of the earth, there will be nothing to take care of us really when we need it the most, right? When we start to pollute our water, pollute our air, pollute the land, you know, we're going to see, you know, all kinds of critical things happen that are going to threaten our own physical and emotional and mental well-being. We see that every day. When we start to sort of like pollute the things around us and not take care of the earth and the air, that has real world implications for us as human beings, right? And we ought to think about those things.
Yeah, I really do. And, you know, and that all goes, I think what I talked about a little bit earlier, and I think when you jumped in, Dr. Stately, we were talking about is, oh, like, your future depends on it. And, you know, you have young ones and my, you know, and we need to preserve for the next seven generations. And when we talk about the next seven generations, we are really talking about the next seven generations. And that's.
And remembering that we are the embodiment of the seventh generation, right? We're here because seven generations ago, someone was making decisions so that we would have a space and place to inhabit on this earth. And we have the responsibility to do the same thing.
Exactly. Pini Gigi, thank you so much. And hey, thanks for co-hosting Native Roots Radio. You didn't know you were going to do that, but I appreciate you. Appreciate everything you do for the community. And, you know, let's do this again tomorrow. You're listening to Native Roots Radio. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Petpalooza is just around the corner and the Rough Ranch will be there. Come see us at the Southwood County Humane Society grounds on June 11th with your dog training questions. If you need help before then, call 715-540-6650 or go online to roughranchllc.com to set up a meet and greet. Michelle and Tiffany are ready to give you the best dog training and behavior modification in Central Wisconsin. That's the Rough Ranch, 1022 West Grand Avenue in Rapids. See you at Petpalooza.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
On-site in Green Bay as the visiting Wisconsin Rapids Rafters head north to Capital Credit Union Park on this damp and sunny afternoon. The sun has slowly started to come out and the temperature has slowly started to warm up. And good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5. Well, the Rafters, a big win last night as they took down the Lakeshore Chinooks by a score of 3-2. It's a new day for the Rafters as it was a short but somewhat long bus ride up north here to Capital Credit Union Park, and the Rafters start a two-game series with the Green Bay Rockers. The Green Bay Rockers 2-0 on the season after they went a home-and-home with the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, and they're a team that can score in abundance. They've had 21 runs in the past two games. They're a 2-0 record, so they're undefeated. The Rafters looking to spoil this third game for the Rockers. An exciting one between these two teams. These teams have met a bunch of times last year. Rafters were able to come away with more than the Rockers' victories. Rafters had their opening day spoiled last year against the Rockers, so it's a little bit different this time. It's a new year. Rafters have a bit different with the lineup, a little bit different, but mostly the same as the Rockers added some new guys. As they're getting guys slowly throughout the season goes. We're going to take a quick break here on WFHR 97.5 after the national anthem. We'll have starting lineups next.
If you talk and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Back here at Capital Credit Union Park, the Rafters starting Frankie Golko, the Salem University product. And we'll get into him more as the broadcast goes on. But a similar lineup as last night, only difference, Matt Olive will be starting in the four hole. So Brendan Rogers at the one, Ty Johnson in the second in the batting order, Jack Basir, the Pepperdine native. He gets start at first base, so he'll be third at bat. Matt Olive, we'll learn more about him. He's went to Valparaiso. He's a guy that is quite a big hitter. Shane Taylor at the fives. At the six, you have Kyle Carlson. Batting seventh, Logan Hugo. Eighth, Levi Jensen. And ninth, Sam Schmidt. In the field for them, they got Golko at the starting position at the pitcher. You got Levi Jensen at catcher. Jack Basir at first. Ty Johnson at second. Kyle Carlson at third. Shane Taylor, a prolific shortstop. He's going to remain at shortstop today. Logan Hugo at left field. Brandon Rogers at center. And Sam Schmidt at right field. As for the Rockers, they have Cole Peschel on the mound, the University of Charleston product out of Fairmont, West Virginia. And he is quite the pitcher. They have Carlos Hernandez at catcher. Brady Miguel at first. Tommy Davis at second. Andrew Harris at third. Cooper Kelly at shortstop, Parker Coley at left field, Max Mims in center, and JoJo Jackson, the Atlanta, Georgia native, and his first start here for the Rockers at right field. Exciting matchup between these two teams, and a time for the Rafters to improve their wins. They are 1-1 on the season. Big win it was last night against the Lakeshore Chinooks. Up 3-0 through the entire game, and then it came in the top of the ninth where the Chinooks had quite the scare. They got in two runs, had two people on first and seconds, and then fortunately Jack Basir was able to field a ground ball and fly it over to first for that third out, which sealed the Rafters' first win of the year to improve to them 1-1 against the Green Bay Rockers. Rockers 2-0 on the season, a team that has a lot of talent from A to Z. They are loaded. They have 21 runs on this season and 21 runs on the season, 20 RBIs and 23 hits. Their head coach, Chris Keplin, was their new field manager back on November 10th, 2021. They hired him. Recently was the head baseball coach at Lawrence University in Appleton, not too far from here, which has led the program since 2018. Joined the Rockers last summer after spending an assistant coach for a fellow Northwoods League team, the Minnesota Mud Puppies, in the Great Plains Division. Back at the helm for the Rafters, Kirk Schreider in his third season, and got his first win last night. And excited to, the Rafters excited to improve on that. And they are looking to get a winning record for the first time this season. Exciting game, exciting matchup between these two. The Rafters beat the Rockers last year 8-3. So they won eight games. The Rockers only won three. So the Rafters dominated that matchup, but a little bit different this season. It's the first time these two are meeting. So an exciting atmosphere here in Green Bay. It was rainy on the way up here, but since then the rain has gone away and the sun has come out. So good baseball weather, about 78 degrees, and just a time for these two teams to meet here once again. Rogers will be leading off here shortly for the Rafters, but you know the keys for the Rafters are going to have to get, you know, hits and get on base quickly, because what hurt them in the first game, especially to Lakeshore, they weren't able to get a run until the bottom of the sixth inning. So from then, you know, they're going to have to get on base and get the hits and the bats going early, because it was a struggle in the first game. But in last game, they had nine hits and out-hit the Lakeshore Chinooks by a score of 9-6. So, and the big thing for them was their infield as well. They had a lot of double plays, a lot of guys making high IQ plays, which held the Chinook scoreless through eight innings. And given it was in the first game where they allowed 10 runs, only allowing two last night was a big improvement for this Rafters squad. Green Bay Rockers, a team that went 30-42 last season, and they did not make the playoffs. As you know, the Rafters fell short. A little bit just short against Kalamazoo in the Northwoods League Championship. So looking to have a better season as they did last year. I mean, 57-15. It's going to be a tough time, but you can take it one game at a time. That's the thing about the Northwoods League. You have games every single day. So the Rockers, you know, they bat 284 as a team. They have a lot of guys that are ready to step up and hit for them. You know, they have multiple hitters. A.J. Anzai, who's not in the lineup right now, bats a 250, but Tommy Davis, a big guy for them, batting in second. He bats a 300. He's had 10 at-bats this season, 2 runs, 2 hits, and 5 RBIs. He's one to watch out for the Rockers. As for the Rafters, Brandon Rogers is definitely a guy they're going to have to watch out for. He has been all over the place. You know, he's had 8 at-bats, 3 runs, 3 hits, a home run, 3 RBIs for a batting average of .375. Just getting waiting ready to go here.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots.
And playing center field from Southwestern University, number...
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Rockers are coached by Cody Hartman, Nathan Bonser, and Billy Henley.
We return from Capital Credit Union.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
The plate here, as the Rockers will be in the field first. The Rafters, Brandon Rogers will lead off for the Rafters. A guy who has been unbelievable, as I said, batted a .375. He's had 3 runs, 3 hits, 3 RBIs as well. He's batted a .383 out of Iowa Western Community College. The Mount Carmel, Illinois product, went to Iowa Western Community College. He's appeared in 47 games, batted a .383 and 17 stolen bases. So he was the first Rafter this season to cross home plate, got that first run in the first game in the bottom of the six. So Cole Peschel.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, and S&S Distributing. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Set for the first pitch of the game. And Brendan Rodgers, a hard hit ground ball over to Kelly. The throw over to first, and there is one out down for the Rockers. So first pitch of the game is a ground ball, and it's out. Rodgers, decent contact. Kelly was there to field. This stadium is interesting because it's kind of like a soccer field. They're playing in that right corner. It's almost got a box feel to it. It's 386 to back of the center. I'm talking with some of the Rockers staff. It's a soccer stadium. They use it for rugby as well. And now Ty Johnson, the left-hander, is due up. First pitch on the way from Peschel. That's a ball a bit down low. 1-0. But yeah, it's an interesting park. It's all turf. And these Rocker fans have showed out as the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss from Johnson evens up the count at one apiece. Bouncy House is in the back with the Wisconsin and United States flag waving and from east to west. One out. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Peschel. Comes set and fires. Right across the plate. 1-2 count. There's a strike. Neat little stadium here at Capital Credit Union Park. They have an upper deck and a below deck with seats all around the stadium. So great park, and it's surely brought a lot of Rocker fans as the 1-2 pitch downstairs and a swing and a miss from Ty Johnson. He goes down swinging, so two outs quickly for the Rockers.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Petpalooza is just around the corner, and the Rough Ranch will be there. Come see us at the Southwood County Humane Society grounds on June 11th with your dog training questions. If you need help before then, call 715-540-6650 or go online to roughranchllc.com to set up a meet and greet. Michelle and Tiffany are ready to give you the best dog training and behavior modification in central Wisconsin. That's the Rough Ranch, 1022 West Grand Avenue in Rapids. See you at Petpalooza.
Looks, shakes it off. Now comes set. Here's the throw. The 0-2 pitch downstairs and a swing and a miss from Basir. And he goes down swinging. So three up, three down for the Green Bay Rockers as we head to the home half of the inning in the bottom of the first. We'll be back in a moment.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to WROinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Back here at Capital Credit Union Park, Rafters went 1-2-3. They struck out twice from Johnson, Basir, and Rodgers grounded out. So Max Mims will be leading off against Frankie Golko Golko's a rising senior out of Salem University, so another Salem product as the first pitch is on the way upstairs, and that's going to be a strike. So he's from Santan Valley, Arizona, went to Santan Foothills, was a Gateway Community College product before heading to Salem. Appeared in 14 games with them this year, 66 and a third innings pitched, as the second pitch is on the way, and that's upstairs for a ball. Appeared in 14 games, 66 and a third innings pitched, allowing 42 runs, 51 strikeouts, but he had a 7-3 record with a 4.07 ERA. Popped up in the air from Max Mims, and reaching under it is Kyle Carlson, the third baseman, in a routine catch for the first out. Tommy Davis is due up. And this is a guy that's batted a 300, three hits, five RBIs this year out of Oklahoma Wesleyan and Bixby, Oklahoma. So good out there for the Raptors to start things off. Just a quick pop-up from Mims. Davis has been struck out twice this year as the first pitch is on the way from Golko. It's a little bit downstairs, 1-0. Now, Golko has had a winning record and has outscored opponents 85-77 when he's pitching as second pitch is on the way for a strike. One ball, one strike. Yeah, Davis has been known to send people home, five RBIs this year in two games. Pitch is on the way. There's a strike and 1-2 count. So, yeah, the Rockers have had an interesting start. They were up 10-2 at Fond du Lac, and then the Fond du Lac had a remarkable run to even up the game at 10-10. But Rockers were able to pull away and win that game 12-10 in extra innings. And then they came back here to Capital Credit Union last night and were able to win 9-5. So they're 2-0 to start the season. There's two balls, two strikes here for Golko. He comes set. Releases. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. Frankie Golko gets his first strikeout of the game. Rafters two down, one away. Kyle West is now up for the Rockers and a fan favorite so far. I mean, he surely is. Batting a .455, 11 at-bats, two hits, two runs, five hits, four RBIs, and he's only been struck out twice. So he's been batting remarkable, an exceptional start to his Northwoods League campaign. As the University of Charleston, the check swing goes and deciding that's going to be a ball. Out of Hedgeville, West Virginia, two home runs already this season. He's only been struck out twice, batting a .455 as the 1-0 pitch is on the way. Swing and a fly ball to left field, and under it is Hugo. So the Rafters answer on the home after the inning. They go three up and three down as we head to the top of the second here on WFHR 97.5, your home for Rafters baseball.
School bands joining us tonight. They'll be playing in between summer innings. Make some noise to the band from Oconto Falls.
For an hour of water cooler talk, items.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table. Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Balls band.
Top of the second inning here at Capital Credit Union Park. Joey Fear with you on WFHR 97.5. Matt Olive, the right-hander, making his first appearance for the rafters this season. He came into Witterfield this morning, got a jersey, suited up, went on the bus, and now is here out of Valparaiso University in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And he is quite the hitter as the first pitch, swing and foul tipped back towards the backtrack, 0-1. Has had 89 at-bats this season with the Valparaiso Beacons, batting a .337, second on the team in batting, 16 runs, 30 hits, 19 RBIs and a slugging percentage of .562, which is the highest on the team. Also had 5 home runs as well, as a swing and a miss, 0-2. 5 home runs, which is second on the team. Also had 31 putouts in the field. Unfortunately, last year, he missed remainder of that 2022 season, majority of it, with an injury. As the third pitch is on the way upstairs, 1-2. So first appearance for Matt Olive, went to Blake School in Minneapolis. So he's excited to be here and play for this Rafters team. Has the 1-2 pitch from Peschel down low, 2-2. So the Rafters, Rogers grounded out, and then Johnson and Basir both struck out. So nobody on base for the Rafters yet. They were able to stop the top three batters for the Rockers. They did well on the fielding side of things as fourth pitch upstairs. Now this is going to go a full count here. 3 balls and 2 strikes. First full count of the game. Peschel looks. He comes set. The 3-2 payoff popped up on the right side, out of the park. Foul ball.
Brought to you by Tri-City Glass and Door.
So 3-2 again. Three balls, two strikes. Here we go. Peschel looks, fires, comes set, and got him down looking. Rafters unable to get somebody on base there as Olive strikes out. Rafters in their cranberry tops with the black leggings as the Rockers with the white tops, white leggings with the blue stripes and the blue sleeves with the white and blue hat. Shane Taylor is up for the Rafters, a guy that's had 2 hits on 8 at-bats this year with an RBI and has struck out. But where he has been effective most has been in the field. He's had 12 total catches, 5 putouts, 6 assists, and 2 double plays as he takes the first ball, 1-0. Second pitch on the way, right down the pipe. Evens his count up at 1 apiece. Taylor had a big RBI yesterday that sent Kyle Carlson home, and I remember he looked up into the clouds and basically put his hands up saying thank you, because it was quite the time before he got his first hit, and you know it's early in the Northwoods League season as he takes a ball. This is only game number 3 of 72, so Rafters just looking to start the season off right as split the series with the Chinooks, looking to take down the Rockers for the first time this season to give the Rockers their first loss as the fourth pitch is on the way, and that's a ball. Three balls and a strike. Taylor, the left-hander, on Peschel, the righty. The 3-1 delivery downstairs and in the basement. That's going to be ball four. So Shane Taylor will take first with one out. And due up is Kyle Carlson, the right-hander. Carlson, three hits on nine at-bats with a run scored. And he struck out three times this season. But he's looking to start to find his groove. The 0-0 delivery, a little bit high and away on the outside corner, 1-0. Carlson batting a .333. Piedmont, Georgia product out of Marietta, Georgia, as he takes a strike down the middle. 1-1. He's played first base for the first two games, but slotted at third today. And now six in the lineup, as he was previously 4-5, as the pickoff attempt from Peschel back over to Miguel at first is not successful. So Shane Taylor slides back. Remind you, it's an all-turf field. It's a little bit different than Witter Field with your natural dirt and grass. This is all turf. The 1-1 serve. Downstairs, a wild pitch, and Hernandez had to play kind of goalie on that. Bounced off his chest. Shane Taylor thought about taking two, but did not. But he remains at first, one out, with two balls and a strike. Carlson digs in, the 2-1. A breaking ball right down the pipe evens this count up at two apiece. And Carlson, you know, at Piedmont, a .302 batting average in his 2 years. He's a rising junior. Batted a .311 this year, though, with 34 runs and 51 hits. Another pickoff attempt at first from Peschel, and Shane Taylor slides safe. Two balls and two strikes. A right-hander, Kyle Carlson, the 2-2 serve, a swing, and a hard hit ball down the right field line. That goes foul. So Carlson will head back towards home. Made some good contact, but just wasn't able to let that go in field and in play. Thought about it for a moment as he dropped the bat, headed towards first. That looked like, from my angle, that was going to be fair. But it just hooked on the right corner on the right field line. So 2-2. Here we go once again. One out. The 2-2 serve home. And Carlson sees a ball. It's going to put a full count. Carlson has been known to have many games where he's had multi-hits. 14 multi-hit games at Piedmont. Going to get one here. Here's the 3-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. There's strike three. Carlson did well to fight back in that count, but goes down swinging. So four strikeouts already for Cole Peschel. The T2 product out of University of Charleston is putting on a display so far. He struck out four of six batters as Logan Hugo, the right-hander, is due up. He struggled so far. He's had one hit on seven at-bats with two runs. But he's been able to cross home plate. And that's what matters here. Getting on base as the pickoff attempt once again over to Miguel from Peschel is not true. So Taylor slides safe. He stays at first. Zero balls and zero strikes. First pitch on the way from Peschel downstairs and down below on the inside corner. That's going to be a ball. One oh, two outs. here in the top of the second. The 1-0 serve. A swing and a hard hit ground ball over to Kelly, who makes the play at second to Tommy Davis, and they go three outs there for the Green Bay Rockers. So, still after one and a half innings, the Green Bay Rockers will be due up next here in the bottom of the second. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows around 63, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, highs level off around 89, mainly sunny skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows level off around 64, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 90.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So back at Capital Credit Union Park, JoJo Jackson just hit a hard ground ball over to Ty Johnson, but he made the play at first, so Basir gets the put out. And JoJo Jackson, the Georgia State native, goes down and he grounds out. So Parker Coley will be up for the Green Bay Rockers. And he is a Sterlington, Louisiana native. Had two RBIs this season, batting a 143 with one hit as the first pitch on the way for Gold Co. That's a strike. One out, one strike. Parker Coley attends Louisiana State University, UNICE. So, a sub-school of the main campus of LSU in Baton Rouge. One ball, one strike. And the 1-1. Popped up behind home plate for a foul. 1-2. A ball and two strikes with one out. Ty Johnson made a great play at second to get their first out. The 1-2 delivery, swinging a hard hit ground ball over to Ty Johnson. He dives, does not make the play. That goes into the right field to Sam Schmidt. So Parker Coley will take first, and the Rockers get somebody on base. It's the first hit of this game, and it belongs to the Rockers. So the left-hander, Brady Miguel, due up. Designated hitter out of Hollister, California. So a West Coast product here in Green Bay. Attends Cal State Monterey Bay, and this is his first action of the season. First pitch downstairs, and a ball for Golko. Golko comes set, swinging a hard ball on the right field line. Is it fair or foul? And it just goes on the right foul pole. That looked like that could have hit the right edge and been gone. The Rafters fortunate not to see that one go behind the fence. It really seems like in this stadium, if you hit the ball on the right side, it's shorter if you then hit it on the left, because the dimensions of the field are a little bit, like I said, a soccer field. They play soccer, rugby here. It's also used as a baseball field as Golko throws one over to first. Now comes set, the 1-1. The steal from Coley. Do they get him in time on the tag? They do!